All right, folks, put your cell phones on vibrate or whatever that won't disturb this meeting while it's happening, because I sure would hate to give you the evil eye.
Because she can do it.
And I can do it now. Tina. It's called a hairy eyeball, honey. At this time, Commissioner Adderton will give us our invocation, if you could stand.
Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather in this meeting. We pray that each and every decision that is made tonight and everything that is brought up for discussion, whether it just be uplifting and used for your honor and glory. Lord, we pray that you be with each and every commissioner and city worker here, Lord, and just give us the discernment to do what is right and necessary. We pray all this in your most heaven precious name. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, Mr. Powell will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have we met the certification for the Sunshine Law?
Yes, ma'am.
Do a roll call.
Yeah. Mayor Hooper?
Here.
Commissioner Crabtree?
Here.
Commissioner Parker?
Here.
Commissioner Adderton?
Here.
Vice Mayor Nunley?
Here.
City Manager Mr. Bistro?
Here.
And City Attorneys, Miss Willis and Mr. Bible.
Yes.
I got it that time.
We're okay. Everybody's had a chance, I hope, to look at the minutes from our previous meeting. The only thing that I had to say about this for our September the 14th, when we talk about transferring restricted funds, it doesn't say that we're going to pay them back when our taxes come in.
Actually,
and we
Angela,
did say we'd do that.
Yeah, I'll get her to add that to it.
Okay. Other than that, anybody else have corrections that need to be made? Do I hear a motion we accept these minutes?
I make a motion we accept these minutes.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, if there are no objections on 1 and 2, we're going to reverse them, because some of these young men have homework to do and practice, and one of them asked me if they had to stay for this whole thing, and I said, I don't think so. We are, to say the least, honored and thrilled to have the Marion County fishing team here. And I will first go read everybody's name, and we're also going to recognize the cities, communities in Marion County that supported something we're going to do to honor some of these folks tonight. Mr. Evans is here representing the city of Jasper. Mr. Jackson is here representing Marion County. Mr. Vest is here representing the city of South Pittsburgh. Mr. Jordan is here representing the city of Kimball. And Mr. Skiles is here representing the commission. Now, is there any other officials from these cities that I did not get down on my list? All right. So I'm going to call out the names of the whole fishing team. And then if you would stand so they can see how great you are. And all I want to know is the secret. I've never caught a fish bigger than this. Probably because my son says I can't be still long enough. Dalton Powell. Baylor Lane. Nathan Powell. Weston Moss. Cameron Bankston.
He's at work.
Okay. Spencer Minter. Skylar Ramsey. Oh, good. We got one female on there. Yay. Two females. Yay. All right. Shallon Cantrell. Did I pronounce your first name right?
Shannon.
Okay. Ty Samples. Josh Willis. Jack Gibson. Christopher Winters. Dylan Pittman. Nick Hamilton. Kobe McCrary.
He's in work.
Okay. Michael Evans. And the captains of this team are Mikey Powell, Chris Lane, Bill Henley, Bodine Willis, Daryl Pittman, Darren Nunley, Charles Ramsey, Brian Evans, Mickey Powell, and Dennis Hamilton. Give these guys a hand.
Give them to the mayor. You will give them.
No, he'll give those to the mayor.
Two of these folks placed first at the, correct me if I'm right or wrong here, but I think there will be. Both players, sir. Nathan Powell and Weston Miles both placed second in their division. Is that the right way to say it? In the tournament, all right. They also, come here, guys. It's not me, I'm in this picture, it's you guys. They also gave up their money to support someone who needed it, the North Carolina. And tonight, those cities that I named, Jasper, Kimball, South Pittsburgh, Marion County, and Quigley, give
a little something back. So,
Weston and Nathan. They are here. Turn around here, because we want David Riley to get this and not call you Shamble.
All right.
Mike, you come over here. You all are the coaches. The rest of you come over here and get behind us.
Come on, coach.
Come on. All of you. You are the people who need to be in the picture.
I know.
Shelly.
She can go this way.
And I think something else needs to be said here. When this, their friend first got sick, they won a tournament before, and they gave their money to that friend then to help with those expenses. So, two good deeds. Now, let me tell you something. We have the best kids in Marion County that you would ever want to have anywhere.
Amen.
Tell me they never taught kids who are more respectful than the kids who live here in Marion County. And I would cry, but then I don't have a match. I'm so proud of all of you and your coaches. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Jim.
You want to get the plastic check from them?
Get that plastic check. They can't have a check. You can have the real check. You got the real money. That's all that matters. You just get the real money. Unless you want the plastic check.
You can trade them if you want it.
You got one for me?
Well, I sent yours, but there's another one.
Well, I didn't know if that was mine to be here.
Yeah. There, well, there's another one there if you need another one.
Thank you.
Oh, that's mine. Yeah,
you can't have
mine.
What about this one?
Yeah, that's mine too. I used to share my space.
Hey, trust me, when it's this kind of business. Mom with you. He's
Again, sprayed. Somebody gonna bite you?
Well, we weren't anticipating a fight, you know.
Please don't type that up.
I'm not even able to think about it. I'm tired. If I don't get all this paperwork done for this house, I'm gonna die.
You'll never be finished with it.
Oh, I don't know.
It's about the time you're going to sign in your life away to buy. Then you'll start signing out the money to buy.
I got all my escrow, all my stuff. But they're asked for, but they send you to another department in the bank and they ask for the same thing over and over.
You're on the line. It was bad enough on the settlement.
Well, this is actually a Fannie Mae house too, on mine, and it still comes to your paper.
Government stuff.
So I have no doubt that we will be hanging this on our wall. We had given them a donation to get them to the tournament, and this says the Tennessee Bass Nation High School, in appreciation to the city of Whitwell for supporting the Tennessee High School Bass Nation State Open number one on Nickajack Lake, September 23rd, 2017. Now, if all this won't make you feel good, you need to go just get in the hole somewhere. So we put this on our wall somewhere, I have no doubt. All right. Now we get down to the number one. Discussion on amending the discharging of firearms in the city limits ordinance number 184, which is in your packet somewhere.
No, no. I don't think I saw anything on that.
It's not in there.
Okay.
Here's a copy of it.
I got it.
But we'll be getting it in a minute.
Bar in mind there.
Okay.
It was back in 1989, if that tells you how old it is.
This ordinance was done in 1989, and I'm going to read it. You'll get a copy here in a minute. No person shall discharge any firecracker, torpedo, Roman candle, skyrocket, or other fireworks or firearms of any kind or nature whatsoever upon any street, sidewalk, or other public property of the city of Whitwell, Tennessee. Violation of this shall constitute a misdemeanor and shall be punishable by a fine of not less than $5 nor more than $50 or by imprisonment in the discretion of the judge. This ordinance shall take effect from and after the date of its final passage, which was May the 9th, 1989. The question has been, and Mr. Vice Mayor Nunley raised the issue as to whether or not if the squirrels are eating you out of house and home, and I believe they were eating the holes in his roof, can he kill the squirrels with a gun? That's the bottom line.
Thank you, sir.
And the answer is,
I think our ordinance needs to be changed, first of all.
Okay.
At least you could argue that since it says you can't do it on the side of the streets, the sidewalks, or on public property, I guess private property you could, at least arguably. Now, whether you want that happening or not, that's up for some discussion.
Okay. So let's hear whatever input you have.
Well, they've eaten holes in my roof. They've eaten the wires off my lawnmower trailer. They've eaten the wires off my truck. They are just a nuisance. And I got 14 pecan trees in my yard. And it looks like a wild kingdom in the morning.
They're hanging from
I've been shooting, and I've been catching them, but I've been shooting. If I didn't, I just have to move out of my house and just give it to squirrels. But I'm not the only one that has a problem with it. Everybody in the neighborhood, Jim Troyer, they eat holes in his roof.
The problem you have is just the question of if someone discharges a firearm and it becomes a question, obviously, for law enforcement. It also becomes a question of negligence, you know, if somebody, one is killing a rodent or squirrel or some other type of varmint or whatever that might be shot, you know, what are the things that might go with that? You know, if a round reflects off the concrete and hits a neighbor or something of this nature. So,
what's your suggestion that we do with this ordinance?
Well, for one thing that we do with the ordinance, I think we need to define is your home, is that private and versus public? And as I would read this, and as another attorney might argue, this only talks about public property, and then the real issue would be, I'd ask you commissioners and Ms. Mayor, do you consider public property only the streets, sidewalks, and what the city maintains, and private property is everywhere else? It would appear that would be a fair reading of the document. So, you know.
For the rest of you, as you read this, is that how, do you see it as?
That's the first thing I thought.
First thing I see.
Because it was saying public streets, public sidewalk, but not private property. But now I would have a problem. I mean, let's just say, if somebody comes on your property and tries to rob you or break in your house, I mean, you have the right to defend yourself. So if we have an ordinance saying that you can't shoot a firearm.
The thing is there, it's you have the right to defend yourself, not your property. So just to make sure that's clear as far as the law.
And there's a fine line about technically you're defending your property, but again, the real issue comes in, are you exerting an excessive amount of force in defending yourself? Obviously, if somebody turns and leaves and you shoot them just because they were going to do you harm and they changed their intent, you've got to take that in consideration too. But now, from this standpoint right here, you know, I think you need to re-examine what we refer to as public property. In 1984, the makeup of Whitwell and most of the rest of our county was different. You know, we were a little more rural and everything else. You know, I'm not advocating either way. I think that's a decision that y'all have to make. And obviously, with consultation of the police as far as in their job and how they're going to have to enforce it. And I would look at some other possible ordinances and suggestions of the way it's framed and maybe other cities and what have you, and us look at and do some searching. I think for right now, arguably a rodent could be killed or whatever, but at the same time, Mr. Nunley's got to know that if he discharges a firearm, better hope it hits the rodent and what have you.
Well, I'm not going to shoot.
I know.
Somebody's house.
But you know what I'm saying.
I
see what he's saying. Now, what if somebody else does?
You're
trained to know what you're doing, but what about a kid that goes out there and tries to shoot a dog or something?
But let me say this. We don't know too many people that are injured by a bullet fired up in there, but they say in the Middle East it happens all the time because part of the celebration is firing
in the air.
Very large rounds into the air, obviously, which got to fall somewhere. And a lot of times they fall and kill people. So, you know, all those things come into play. For the policy, y'all have to look at it and see what you feel comfortable with.
And then you want to, what falls within pest? And you said that shooting a dog or something, is that open game if it's coming and digging up your flower bed or something?
Yeah.
Or is it just what would be considered pest animals or something?
So you got to.
And then we're also assuming that reasonable people are the ones doing the shooting. And in every part of the county and cities, there's somebody that's not. You know, we've just got through with this situation out in Las Vegas where a different story happens there now. I'm not trying to associate the two of them, but we see the extremes.
Could it be read as, or could you change it to where it would read that there would be no discharge of firearms along with the other things that are listed, which are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Some random things there.
A torpedo.
We're going to go get a torpedo.
Yeah.
Whatever a skyrocker is. I guess I meant rocket. But
I would say those were some type of named fireworks,
right,
band, but I don't know that.
But could you get it changed to say something like no discharge firearms on any property within the city of Whitwell? And then if there is a call, that it would be up to the officer's discretion as to whether or not there was negligence involved. I mean, he could make the decision to where I'm going to charge you or I'm not. For
Chief Taylor,
the question is, see what comfort level we're talking about here with the police. You know, they've got to enforce whatever.
Well, I think the officers that we have are solid with their discretion, but I don't want to overwhelm them with a situation such as this, because I understand the pest problem, but I also look at it from a perspective of where I've come from before. Usually in a municipal area that's this small with houses this close, we don't allow discharging firearms. Number one, there's a lot of traffic on the roads out here. There's children, there's a lot of different things that can go wrong when you're shooting a rifle, especially a rifle, in a heavily populated area. And I personally don't feel comfortable having to make a discretionary decision as to what's negligence and what's not. I would prefer the law or the ordinance be specifically clear and state what behaviors are allowed and which are not.
Could you, could it be fixed where it was certain areas, like zone? Because I know there's people that own property like on the back of the hill that goes down to the river, and they like shoot, you know, into the bank and that kind of thing, but they're not in any houses. But then, I mean, could it be zoned to certain areas?
I think you have the power to zone it in a reasonable manner, depending on population, as far as general population within that portion of the city. At the same time, I think that where we have pest situations or varmint problems or whatever, you might be able to set up some type of special aspect in the ordinance that says that there will be a procedure you'll go through, and you will coordinate with the police authorities so that they're aware that if somebody's shooting out there, what the reason is, that they've come out and at least looked into it, made certain that there is a pest problem, and so that if it's a neighbor trying to aggravate another neighbor, that doesn't happen. So you got a situation where they've looked at it and they verify that there are pests. And if it can be done in a controlled manner, a safe and controlled manner, and that would be the question, if the officers feel comfortable making that type of call, then you might be able to restrict it to that degree by district or area, and in addition, by need.
Right. And I just don't want an ordinance that's so open that it allows people to use the pest control to get out here and party with their firearms.
Or to kill a neighbor's dog.
And one way of doing
that
is to have someone who's got an issue, such as Vice Mayor Nolan, to come up here and speak with myself or register with the city. It says, this is a problem that I have. I'd like for the police officers, the chief of police, to come out, view the problem, and then we can go over with them the special things that need to happen in order to take care of their problem. Because they may live in an area where we don't need firearms going off.
Right.
So I'd rather it be a controlled situation.
What about a permitting?
You could. It could be an application, a permit, or when I'm calling it a permit, it being basically some kind of documentation that approved. First of all, goes through the city. Then it is transferred over to the police to do an investigation and make a determination. And what they can do is even have a part of it that you, in the, maybe the lower part that restricts what can be used to take care of, similar like what Game and Fish might do, where if you had some type of pest, where, well, for instance, Canada geese or something like that, where they would, and it may even include them to be involved in possibly ridding the city of a pest. And I'm just saying that not being their job, but there may be something that comes up that would be more adequately and properly taken care of by an officer. Now, the fact that Commissioner has more experience as far as discharging a firearm than most of us here, that's an exception situation, but everybody's not going to be in that same situation.
But if we had a document and we defined that, and say, okay, you come and fill this out, this is the pest, this is why you want to be shooting, this is the, what do you call it, firearm that you want to use, you know, you're not using an AK, whatever, I don't know what gun from the other office, then, you know, so how do we...
What we've just put in general terminology that his directive would be to use the lowest velocity shell or whatever that can be used to take care of the situation. And other options may be that if he looks at it, it may be to contact a pest control company or something, you know what I'm saying. And the reason I'm saying that is because there'll be some issues that may be rat infestation or it may be something else. And with the fact that nobody traps anymore or does anything else, you've got all these other things from skunks to opossum and raccoons and everything else. So
squirrels are a serious issue.
I think if we put in there, you know, that no discharge firearms, we need to put in there any property, not just where it says public property.
It just needs to say within the city limits.
Within the city limits. And then if they're going to do it, they have to have a permit, which has to go through two approvals, one with the city manager.
I think we need to get the citizens' input on that first.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know some people, I mean, like you said, there might not everybody be so careful or whatever, but, I mean, we've not, as far as I know, we've not really had a serious problem with that, and I hope we don't. But at the same time, you have people out there that I know might have an issue with us just saying no guns whatsoever, you know, or they can't shoot them.
Well, so you get into these munitions, there's some, and I haven't used them, but I understand from wildlife resource people that you, what is it called, a
subsonic
that doesn't make as much noise and what have you. And so there's some other issues, noise issues and other thing else, and really the police authority would be the one to look at deal with that.
On the same token, what you brought up earlier about protection of yourself, I think that the ordinance should have a disclaimer in there, or a section of the ordinance that doesn't prohibit the protection of your life or the life of the third party.
Because I think we have to be very careful the way we, you know, you don't want to take everybody's rights away to shoot.
This is an ordinance that has to be very meticulously documented and worded, and I think that...
So can we do this? With your input, Chief Taylor, with our attorneys, make a draft, and we would not do like a first reading, but we would put it up on our website. We're ready to do that, aren't we?
24th is the launch date is what they sent me.
October.
Yes, ma'am.
Give the citizens a chance to
let people have the opportunity to tell them it's on the website. Let people have the opportunity to read it. When we come back in November, we would read it, but not have a first passage. Do you understand what I'm saying? We can do that, can't we? And that would give people adequate time for input.
I suggest,
well, as I'm reading this thing.
Yeah. I think
if we arrest everybody that's put off a firecracker or a rolling
pin, we'd be arresting the whole city.
We'd all be in jail. But it does need to be cleaned up, and you don't need to be, you know, shooting fireworks and disturbing your neighbors and that kind of thing. But
can we put in there? I mean, like, if we don't want the firecrackers, I mean, that's obviously how it is now. But can you eliminate, like, special occasions, like 4th of July or Labor Day, we spell it out.
I think what I would suggest is that each one of them be, in and I'm going to say quotation marks, a permitting process, yeah, if you're going to do it. Because if you don't, you don't have any control on it whatsoever. And I wouldn't make it so that you had to have pay a bunch of money to get a permit or anything else, but go through channels with the city to
just
get
a document,
yeah,
no money,
and but probably some type of sign off or some type of approval by the city police.
And the fire too.
So yeah, probably the fire department too would not hurt. Depending on what we're talking about.
And the property owner, the person asking to do this, takes that home with them, and if there's a complaint, you know, you have documentation. I'm a firm believer in documentation for but, everything we do.
But I do think that as the police chief has indicated, I think that we need to have wording in it that still protects the Second Amendment. As far as right to carry and what have you, that I don't think we could even interfere with very much anyway. But at the same time, I think that we ought to also consider these other things and have them involved in the sign off and probably put in it that they have no responsibilities because of the fact that they're doing it. Somehow we can try and put that in there so it's not a thing of liability on them when they go out and make these decisions.
It's not a burden, yeah, more of a burden than it does.
I suggest we go and get other cities with the
absolutely
population, like around our population, and see what they have on those kind of, whether they allow firearms discharge in the city limits.
I think the majority of them
doesn't.
Just
no
firearms.
That's mine. Everything I've ever been to, yeah, they do
there's
not allow.
Period.
None, period. So that's something that we need to consider. There has to be a reason why.
If y'all would like, we can get together some type of form, at least a draft application, whatever you want to call it, and work with the chief, see if we can come up with some type of form he feels comfortable with that will take care of that aspect, and then we can sort of talk our way through the rest of it. How's that sound?
So do I hear a motion that we follow Mr. Bible's recommendation? Do I hear a second?
Awesome.
All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? While we're on this, Sandra brought up a really good issue. We always stick to the agenda, folks. So if you want to be on the agenda, if you've got something on your heart that you want to talk about, that's wonderful. I wish more people would come and talk about issues that disturb them. But if you're going to speak about an issue, 10 days before.
It's the Friday before the next meeting, so I sent them out last Friday, so it's like.
But you got to
yeah
have them in three
yeah
days before that.
Yeah.
So 10 days before the meeting, anything you want on the agenda, you call City Recorder Tina Green and Mr. Mistro, it will get on the agenda, and you can talk for a maximum of 7 minutes, because if you can't say it in 7 minutes, you don't need to be talking.
And we need to know what you're going to be talking
and
about.
And you have to say what you're going to talk about.
Because
yes
we have to put it on the agenda. And if you have some kind of backup for what you're going to be talking about, it'd be nice to put it in the packet.
If you have anything you want us to look at. But the bottom line is, we are here to serve all citizens, not just somebody that's got their drawers in the wad for that one day. And it's really important that people know what's going to be talked about. And beginning after October 24th, the agenda will always be up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always come in the Friday before the meeting and get a copy of the
mm-hmm
agenda.
They're always posted on the bulletin board out front too.
Yeah. Okay. Old business. We're good there. All right. City manager report, update on senior citizen grants.
I spoke with Jake Ramsey today. No announcement has been made on either one of the grants that they applied for. The one thing he has talked to me about is he's waiting for the ratings to come out, but it looks like Marion County will be number one in the state as far as being able to get tax credits. As far as projects go, he's talked to, they're still interested in developing one way or another, whether or not it's through the grants or through other means, but they are still interested in building the senior center here. So hopefully, as soon as I hear something more, I will let y'all know. But him and I are in contact.
And you sent us a sheet about the roads, or you gave us a sheet about the roads that you've looked at so far?
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody, yeah, we got that. So if you've got input, you want anything you want to say about these roads? Two of them are already in the works, and then he's got a whole list.
I think he gave it to us Saturday.
He gave it to us Saturday morning at our work session. Okay, Miss Tina.
I distributed the 3-month financial report for everybody to review. With the new 2017 taxes have been sent out, and we have started receiving those. They're starting to come in, so hopefully that will raise our revenue in the next 2 or 3 months. As far as everything else, all departments are running under budget as of right now.
Can you explain the senior citizen fund?
Yeah.
Because the way I was looking at this, it looks like they're in the red. It's almost $3,000, and I didn't understand what was going on.
What it is we only get so much contribution from the state, so we have to offset it. And if you look at the senior citizen fund, I have that we are going to put $16,000 in. That's going to be coming from the city of Whipple. That's our contribution. So
now wait a minute, where is that? Okay.
The balance is operating transfer in. Okay. If you look at the month, we are still in the we're in the black for the month. It's saying if we don't do something that we are going to be in the red as projected for 2018. But we still have $10,000 that we can move. But I just move it as I need it, because if we don't use it unless we need it.
Because I know I saw a check. There was $2,500.
It was for $2,000 because we had to purchase her a new. I had to put it into the account because I had to buy her a new CPU.
So where does that money come from?
It came from the general fund. That's part of our
fund?
That's part of our money. Yeah,
okay.
It's part of the $16,000. And if I go over that $16,000, I would have to come to you guys and say, okay, we're going to spend more. We're going to have to contribute more than $16,000. So I'd have to ask you all to let me put more in there.
Okay, so that community foundation grant, is that something that we get? That
was something from last year. I just left it on the line item. That was what we got and I left it there because I'm hoping we'll get that community foundation grant this year.
Okay. And
that's for the senior citizen.
Then that would be.
Yeah. We got the community foundation grant. It's what we got last year for the van. That's what that's called.
Okay.
But we don't have anything budgeted in that. Yeah. But she's supposed to be getting a $3,000 grant from SVEC.
Go back to page 7.
Mm-hmm.
I always get confused on how much money we got and mm-hmm. how much. Okay, when you talk about total liabilities and equity,
mm-hmm.
and you talk this is $119,000 net income.
That's
a minusy thing.
The reason that is because a lot of our income that comes in, we're on cash basis.
Right.
Like the property tax, if you'll look, it goes through a receivable.
Right.
I don't really book that revenue until the end of the year. So I actually, when I do my spreadsheet, I go into the receivable to see how much we've already collected, and we've actually collected $13,000 in property taxes. That's why the revenue loss is less on my spreadsheet than what it's saying on the QuickBooks, because QuickBooks is cash basis.
Okay, and on this balance sheet, it's just showing like your assets have
yeah.
to equal your liabilities.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
That's what
that's
asset,
balance sheet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I do that so you can see how much cash we have in the bank. We
right.
actually have a total of $679,839.77. And we still have investments in CDs of $161,908.97.
And then we have the $467 that's restricted.
That's all up in there. That's part of that $679,000.
Yeah,
$679,000.
Okay, that's right. I see that now.
And then you'll see down here the dues too. There's her where I set up the fund for the library. That it's set up as a liability. It's not as a revenue. I'm saying that we have $4,324.85 into that. The due too.
So So that's money she's collected already?
That was the money that we had from the sale, from the Sun Drop thing and stuff, and we actually earmarked it for the new library. So I actually did that so we could set it aside and we'll know it's there.
Okay.
For the, but then it will be not used anything but for the building.
Yeah, the question is about the financial report. Do we need a motion to accept this thing?
Yeah. It's just an update for you.
And in your packet you have a report from the police department.
Yeah.
And I have questions. I know that the Library and Senior Citizens said that they would give us a fuller report next time because the meetings were so close together because Mr. Nunn and myself are going to be out of town next week.
Just a word, the auditors did come and finished, they come and finished their testing one day last week, and should be, she said within 2 or 3 weeks we should be getting our audit report, our draft for us.
While we're talking about audit reports, let's brag on Miss Tina Green, our whatever, CMFO, CEO, COO,
CMFO.
Whatever. CMFO.
Certified Municipal.
If you want to spend a penny that's in the wrong place, you better not even think about asking her.
Yeah, that's right.
Because she will remove your ears, your nose, your eyes, and that's what we need. Everybody needs, yeah. Anyway.
I have a question real quick.
Okay, Amanda. Go ahead.
I forgot to ask her, did we receive any sealed bids yet on the paving?
We hadn't actually put out the sealed bids yet. You talking about for the roads? No.
No, Murdoch and I had gone out Incline, Main Street, North Chestnut. We've done the measurements last weekend. Right now, Lofty's should be coming out next week to start working on North Main. And that's the only one that was under sealed bid or under the bid process. And so we will put together the sealed bids and send that out hopefully beginning part of next week.
I apologize for that because when you got up and went to get copies, my brain only tracks one. Thank you, Ms. Crabtree, for bringing me back up today. Any other questions about our roads? Look over this where he's gone out and looked at each and every road within our city limits and with our maintenance people and looked at what needed to be done. Do you have any questions you want to ask about any department reports?
You won't have them. Because
is that the one you sent on the email?
The only one you would have would be the fire department and the police department.
I don't have any of those.
No, because they said at the last meeting, the calls.
They don't understand
my phone. At our last meeting, the senior citizens and the library said
it's close to their end. It's hard to get through in month end done. Because normally we would have it next week.
Yeah. Okay. Because we bumped the day down.
Yeah.
Well, some of us are going to be lucky enough to cruise or go to the beach. All right. Parks and Recreation. Anybody here to say something about Parks, Jim? What do you want to say?
We're starting to work on that. Park, get ready for the chili cook-off. Murdoch, we got it mowed today, finished mowing, didn't we?
Yeah.
It really looks good.
And the chili, refresh everybody's memory again. It starts at 11, the eating of the chili or sampling or whatever.
They start cooking at 8:30, okay. October 28th.
And they're going to be cooking in lodges, cast iron pots.
I'd like to add that lodge has asked how many participants we had. I explained to them that we had to pull the flyer until we got a final word from them. But what Mr. Kellerman has advised me that all contestants will be cooking in a Dutch oven donated by the lodge. So
they can take that home with them when they get through.
Yes, ma'am. So I think
that's
that
worth
is
even coming
that's
in,
worth
making
cooking
the chili to get your Dutch oven.
Nah, then you'd have to cook.
We'll set Edward up.
Oh, he sure ain't going to cook. Anything else you want to say about that? Oh, wow, I've got a planning commission report here somewhere.
Here's some more, too, if anybody needs any. It's the minutes.
If you don't have a planning
here's some minutes on it.
Minutes, they're over there.
The park board is also going to have a committee within themselves.
subcommittee, so good. The more citizen input we get, and I want us, when we finish our five-year plan, and is Hannah still coming tonight?
Tonight.
Yeah, I thought she was coming.
It wasn't tonight, I don't think.
Well, it's after our November.
It's in November.
That we get some surveys out.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. At any rate, we now have a full...
The park board is also having trunk or treat.
Oh, yeah, it's all, yeah. Chili, trunk or treat.
We're working on an antique tractor show, and also, actually what we were talking about is antique tractor show, a rat rod, and a classic car show.
We're just gonna have great fun, starting at, what's the first starting date that a human being can come there that's not cooking?
8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
No, that's the cookers.
Well, I mean, we'll hopefully...
There's gonna be stuff going on now.
Oh, there'll be stuff starting at 8.
Yeah.
We now have a full complement of members on our planning commission. We added Mr. Medina at this last meeting, and we did have a quorum at our last meeting. We had requests for changes in zoning, which Ms. Shelton, our planner, did not recommend, because we would be putting things into residential areas that would really bring down property values, and she did not recommend them. So the Planning Commission followed her recommendations. One of those people has asked to
be on the agenda for November.
Address the commission, and they will be here in November, and that's the way the process works. So that's all I have to say about it.
And what's the next planning meeting? January what? It's January, ain't it? The 25th?
She can look it up quicker than I
can. I think it's the 25th.
I think you're right.
I think, because it's the last Thursday of the month.
January 25th.
Okay.
And for those of you who would like to come to Planning Commission, we meet at 6 o'clock. Okay, neighborhood nuisance. Other than squirrels, do we have any other nuisances?
No, ma'am. Also in that report is we went around, there's some additional houses that we're sending out notices to, overgrown property, abandoned houses. There's some that we found that were old barns near the road that are collapsing. So we're gonna start the process as far as a nuisance, let them know. Hopefully they can get back up to code, and the abandoned ones, we'll start trying to track down the owners and see what we can do to help.
The property owners have been very cooperative.
Yes, ma'am.
They really have. Micah,
the house I was talking about the last meeting, I had the grass grown up, and I didn't really know if the bank owned it or if the people still owned it, who kept it up. I've been told now there's rats, so we might need to take a look into what we need to do as far as...
Do you have the address?
I'll get it.
Okay.
You're talking about Elks Fund Bird Fund?
Yes. Rats and around getting in.
Rats shut them up in the windows.
Yeah.
Which house is that one?
It's right before you get to his.
Okay.
If they're in the windows, I'm burning it. I'm not going in it.
We just sent out three additional notices, but that was not one, but that will be...
But that needs to be one.
Yes, ma'am.
Because when we went and looked at the street and looked at those trailer things over there, the grass was up thin.
Did you give him the stuff on the property up there, Steve? The property?
I know, that'd be a nice place.
Did you give him on that?
Yeah.
The overgrown one that Steve Turner was paying taxes on?
All right. Now we're gonna talk about ordinance number 338, because we're gonna...
We gotta give him that.
We've been told by Ms. Tina Green that we have to amend this budget.
Yeah, this is the final budget for last year, just the final reading.
If I have any questions about this budget. All right, but we do need a motion to approve this, do we not?
Mm-hmm.
Do I hear a motion that we approve the final reading of ordinance number 338, which amends our annual budget to the actual budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016 and ending June 30th, 2017 for the City of Wiggleton City.
I'd like the motion.
Mr. Adamson has made a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Commissioner Crabtree has seconded that motion. All in favor, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, likewise. We need to set a date for legal discussions with our personnel and commissioners, and it has been suggested that we do that on Monday, October the 17th at 4:30.
We may need it.
Isn't it the 17th?
I believe it's Tuesday.
No, we can't do it on Tuesday because I have school.
All right, because Monday, I feel like that's going to be the Park Commission meeting.
What time?
But they don't meet till 6, do they?
Yes, ma'am, at 6.
So we're going to meet at 4:30.
Oh, at 4:30, I'm sorry.
And that is, it's the 16th, October 16th.
Okay.
At 4:30.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that okay with you guys? One of you can.
We can make it happen. One of both of us, we've got a South Pittsburgh Housing Authority meeting at that time, but one of us can be here.
Okay. All right. That concludes our agenda. Do we have any announcements to make? Let's do that. Let's do the chilly day one more time. Tell us about October the 28th, Mr. Jim Nunn.
The people, the contestants that's going to cook.
Right.
Needs to be there by at least 8:30. You can have your chili. You can prep it before you get there, but it has to be cooked at the park.
So I can brown my hamburger.
Yep.
But they have to let you know by when if they're going to cook.
Oh, we need to meet to redo the flyers Monday. That way we need to have a park board meeting.
Y'all have to do that because I'm
Yeah. So we'll probably end up calling a special session for Monday. Because there are going to be a couple things that we need to amend.
He's going to go.
But what?
Jim's not going to be here.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
Oh.
But you need to let people know ASAP.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
They have to get their application in, because if they know they're going to get a piece of Lodge's cookware,
yes,
there are a lot of people who are going to come.
Amen with that. Looking forward to it.
You may want to put out what size Dutch oven also.
That part I need to find out. He called me when I was in East Ridge, but I will find that out. That's
all right. So on November our next meeting, when our meeting, official city meeting, concludes, for those of you who'd like to be here, we will be continuing our effort with Hannah, our MTAS rep, on our 5-year plan. And the meeting our meeting that day will start at 5:30.
The meeting, or we're gonna have a work?
No,
we're gonna work
the work somewhere. Session will be after the meeting.
Okay.
We will start the meeting at 5:30. So hopefully we would be through by 9:00. Not betting on it, but.
And if anybody wants to see how the website's progressing, I have it brought up. Send them some more pictures today. I still need to get a quote from you and from Vice Mayor.
Yeah, I'll try to get that done tomorrow. One of the things I wonder,
it's got some good stuff in it.
It's full of information, but we don't get it. Can they not send it to us, you know, our address at home?
I'll give it to you in your packet. Or you want it mailed there?
Yeah, I'd like to have it mailed at home, mm-hmm. because this came out on September the 25th. Well, we don't usually come to a meeting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They don't even send Micah one. I don't know why.
I know. That's just, I don't understand it. But this one, this time, has some funding.
He's been a commissioner for as long as I've been here.
Some federal transportation funding, which says the application, it tells you how to apply for it, but it's really geared to rural counties. Did you get one of these?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
I did forward you and Todd an email that I got from Chuck. Did you just get that?
I did.
I did.
And that's for October.
I just seen it not long ago.
See, if you send it to that Whitwell City email, I forget to check that.
Okay, yeah, but it's in that one.
We need to look at this.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's geared to rural areas.
There's a meeting and a webinar that will be coming up at the end of the month for that. I want to say the meeting is the 25th, if I remember. but I will send y'all, Monday I'll send that out in the weekly report.
All right, do I hear a motion that we adjourn?
Mayor, I'd like to bring up a little something here. I've sat here and talked about it.
On the agenda.
Huh?
An agenda item.
I don't know if it's an agenda item or not, it's about me.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing toward nobody.
Okay. It's a statement you want to make about yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Go for it, honey.
Yes, ma'am, I do. It's been brought to my attention and some phone calls to the city and what have you, that I should not be a commissioner because I live at the Marion County Park. I don't live down there. I'm a host down there. I still pay city taxes on my house on Hawthorne Street. My niece is staying there right now till she gets on her feet with three kids. That's a personal thing. I still make my bank payments. I make my insurance payments. That's still my residence. Just because I'm at the park don't mean I don't live in Whittle. And I think there's been several calls made to the city hall saying that I shouldn't be a commissioner. Well, they don't know the other side of the story. You know, I've got a heart. It's my niece that's living there with three kids. They're just staying there till they get on their feet. That's still my house. So I want to make that known in this city meeting that that's my business, personal business. Mm-hmm. So I'm semi-retired and have a right to.
That would be part of our official minutes. Mm-hmm.
I'm semi-retired, retired from the police department. I'm presently working at the highway department, Marion County Highway Department.
Yeah, I think we were behind you while
you were probably
moving all that damn equipment today at 20 miles an hour.
But yeah. I'm also a host at Marion County Park, so I got my feet into everything, and I love my city commission job. I love my people in Whittle. I didn't step down from, and I didn't sell my house, and I didn't move out of Whittle. I'm still part of Whittle, and that's where I'm going to remain. That house belonged to my aunt's mama. It's family. The house ain't going nowhere. But I just want to put that on the record that I still reside in Whittle. If there's anybody calls or anything, or I don't know what they're trying to prove.
I think we just give you phone number, let you give them the
letter. I can give it to them. I promise you, I can give it to them.
All right. Do I hear a motion that this meeting be adjourned?
I'll make that motion.
Do I hear a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Who said you?
I think I did.
Okay.
Everybody did.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard several people on that one.
Okay.